But 98% of the ones I see here have some degree of serious floor rot.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are just some things to come to expect, and we talk about them a number of times in the show. Flooring, plumbing, you know, leaks, bad gaskets, window gaskets, all that kind of stuff. It's stuff that's going to have to be looked at and gone over and done something with.
Well, the key thing is, you know, it's funny, on some of the lists I've been watching, people have been talking about, you know, getting their 50s-era trailer or whatever, and even 60s-era as well, and saying, I bought and restored my trailer for $3,500 or whatever. And I'm like, you know, it's absolutely impossible. And then I go into their photo archives, and you look at it, and, you know, it's sort of stuck plywood over top of the old floor, showing the rot. We see that so often. And, you know, if you're going to do it right. It's really not that difficult, but you got to get in there and do it right.
Yeah, that's not difficult. It is time-consuming, though. It's not going to be a quickie little weekend job.
Correct.
Yeah.
But if you do that right, every step eventually it gets done. And even if you end up camping with an aluminum tent, like we've talked about before, an empty trailer, but you know it's solid, you know it's good, and you know it's a great base point, starting point to continue on. But if you just go for the fluff inside there, you start to tow this thing, it's just going to be a hazard on the road and no value to it, so you won't even get the money out that you just put in. You know, it's not the right way to go about it.
Yeah, this what to look for when you're buying a trailer, Tim. I sent both of you a link to my friend Marcus. Never met Marcus. I talked to him on Skype quite often because he's actually restoring a trailer that he bought a few months ago. And he's down in Austin, and he's got a blog, austinaluminitis.blogspot.com. And he's actually right now. His goal is to come to Cherry Blossom next year with the rear half of his trailer done, a.k.a. Frank, when he came on his challenge, just calling to a rear-end throwdown. But Marcus is literally, hopefully this weekend, will be knee-deep in a belly pan and standing in the back of his trailer on the ground with no rear floor because he's torn into it and the floor. And mainly after you have that rear rot floor, because all these vintage trailers have that rear rot floor back under the bath or the vanity or wherever, it's the last couple frame members that are back there. So on top of the floor, it's that frame piece in the back, mainly in the back and up front, that you have to look at when you're, or understand you'll probably be getting into it when you're restoring the trailer. Not just covering it up, like Colin says, with the plywood over the old floor.
Or what some people have done is they go, no, we've cut the old plywood out, and we stick a new piece in, but they don't fasten it around the perimeter because they don't take the inside walls out. It's absolutely impossible to fasten it properly without taking the inside walls out. Impossible.
Yep.
And, you know, you can talk penetrating epoxy all you want, but it doesn't create the bond between the aluminum structure and the steel structure, and that's the key to what you're trying to do.
Yeah, they're probably afraid to pull that wall apart and the belly pan apart to get to it. And, you know, if you go and you look in a trailer like mine, you hardly even see the bottom of the wall. You could probably just cut 6 inches up, you know, if you wanted to get into the fasten things down and then patch it back together. But
we've done that.
It's not hardly any of it is shown. You got vanities and beds and you know, walls and covering it all up.
We've done that on several occasions. In fact, my trailer, we did that because I didn't want to disturb the original Zolotone. So at the back, when I